From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Austria approves strict asylum laws. The new laws permit the Austrian government to declare a state of emergency if migrant numbers suddenly rise. The law also stipulates that asylum seekers would be turned back directly at the border, including those from war-torn countries such as Syria. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon does not like the law.
I'm concerned that European countries are now adopting increasingly restrictive immigration and refugee policies.
Austria received about 90,000 asylum requests in 2015, the second highest in European Union on a per capita basis. An airstrike in Syria has destroyed a hospital in Aleppo supported by Doctors Without Borders. At least 20 people were killed in the bombing. Among the dead were two doctors, including the last pediatrician working in rebel-controlled areas of Aleppo. A White House spokesman reacted.
This attack fits the Assad regime's abhorrent pattern of striking first responders. More than 100 first responders have been killed in action.
The airstrike was part of a violent 24-hour period in Aleppo, which saw more than 60 people killed in fighting between Syrian forces and rebels. United Nations envoy Staffan de Mistura says the February cessation of hostilities that he helped negotiate hangs by a thread and could totally collapse at any time. North Korea has apparently test-fired an intermediate-range missile. The missile is believed to have crashed seconds after takeoff. South Korea's defense ministry reported the failed launch Thursday. The failure comes just before a high-profile party meeting next week in Pyongyang. This is VOA News. U.S. Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump says Democrat Hillary Clinton would have no chance at the presidency except that she is playing what he called the woman's card in hopes of becoming the first female U.S. president. Opinion polls show Clinton has nearly a 9% lead over Trump nationwide. Trump campaigned in Indiana on Thursday.
I have now broken the all-time record in the history of the Republican Party for votes. For votes. And we're not even done.
Meanwhile, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, whose hope of winning the Republican nomination rests mostly on hopes for a brokered convention, is getting strong opposition from a former Republican Party leader. Former House Speaker John Boehner described Cruz in profane terms and as, quoting now, Lucifer in the flesh. Former U.S. Secretary of State Henry Kissinger has denied signing any agreement with the Chinese government that would allow China to occupy the Paracel Islands in the South China Sea. Kissinger spoke this week at the Vietnam War Summit in Austin, Texas. Meanwhile, the U.S. is increasing cooperation with Asian allies to counter China's assertive behavior in the South China Sea. Deputy Secretary of State Anthony Blinken says China is challenging the freedom of navigation in the crucial waterway. Blinken spoke to U.S. lawmakers Thursday during a House Foreign Affairs Committee hearing. U.S. economic growth slowed in the first few months of 2016. A report Thursday by the Commerce Department shows growth in that period was much slower than the previous quarter, only at an annual rate of 0.5%. PNC Bank chief economist Stuart Hoffman says the housing market helped growth, but not enough to offset falling business investment and slowing exports. The South Sudanese government and opposition officials say they are moving closer to forming a transitional government. President Salva Kiir's spokesman said the current cabinet will likely be dissolved any time now. He said Mr. Kiir and First Vice President Riek Machar are finalizing consultations on the formation of a transitional government. The United Nations Security Council removed a 12-year-old arms embargo on Ivory Coast Thursday and renewed the UN peacekeeping mission in that country for another year. The Iraqi government has shut down the Al Jazeera office in Baghdad. Iraq's Communications and Media Commission decided to revoke the news agency's license and close its office for 1 year effective Wednesday. The government cited what it called Al Jazeera's continuing violations of the rules issued to regulate coverage of the war on terror. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.